ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टेक्स्ट 37 चैप्टर 7 कैंटो 7 अधोक्ष जालां बहिशु शुभात्मना शरीर संस्कृति चक्र शात्मा तद ब्रह्म निर्वाण सुखां विदुर्बुधा ततो भजद्वैवं हृदे हृदीश्वरम् यदोक्ष जालां बिमिषा शुभात्मना शरीरा संस्कृति चक्र शात्मा तद्ब्रह्म निर्वाण सुखां विदुर्बुधा ततो भजद्वां हृदे हृदीश्वरा अधोक्षजा विद द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हु इज बियॉन्ड द रीच ऑफ द मटेरियलिस्टिक माइंड और एक्सपेरिमेंटल नॉलेज Ambham, being constantly in contact, Iha, in this material world, Ashubha Atmana, whose mind is materially contaminated, Sharirana, of the living entity who has accepted a material body. Samsriti of material existence. Chakra, the cycle. Sadhanam, completely stopping. Tat, that. Brahma Nirvana, connected with the Supreme Brahman. The absolute truth. Sukham, transcendental happiness. Vidu, understand. Buddha, those who are spiritually advanced. Tata, therefore. Braja Vadvam. Bhajadvam, engage in devotional service. Hridaye, within the core of the heart. Hrithishwaram, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul within the heart. Translation. The real problem of life is repetition of birth and death, which is like a wheel rolling repeatedly up and down. This wheel, however, completely stops when one is in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, by the transcendental bliss realized from constant engagement in devotional service, one is completely liberated from material existence. All learned men know this. Therefore, my dear friends, O sons of the Asuras, immediately begin meditating upon worshipping the Super Soul within everyone's heart. Please repeat. The real problem of life is
the
repetition of birth and death,
which is like a wheel
rolling repeatedly up and down. This wheel, however, completely stops when one is in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, by the transcendental bliss realize from constant engagement in devotional service, one is completely liberated from the material existence. All learned men know this. Therefore, my dear friends, O sons of the Asuras, immediately begin meditating upon and worshipping the Supreme Super Soul within everyone's heart. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Generally, it is understood that by merging into the existence of Brahman, the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, one becomes completely happy. In other words, Brahma Nirvana refers to connecting with the Absolute Truth, who is realized in three features: Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Atisabhyate. One feels Brahma Sukha, spiritual happiness, by merging into the impersonal Brahman, because the Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti. Yasya Prabha, the impersonal Brahman, consists of rays of Krishna's transcendental body. Therefore, whatever transcendental bliss one feels from merging in Brahman is due to the contact with Krishna. Contact with Krishna is perfect Brahma Sukha. When the mind is in touch with the impersonal Brahman, one becomes satisfied. But one must advance further to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for one's remaining merged into the Brahman effulgence is not always assured. As it is said, Aruya Krachena Param Padam Tata Patanti Adho Anartha Ayushmad Angavya. One may merge into the Brahman feature of the Absolute Truth, but there is a chance that one may fall because of not being acquainted with the Adhokshaja or Vasudeva. Of course, such Brahma Sukha undoubtedly eliminates material happiness. But
when one advances through impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead in relationship with Him as the servant, friend, parent, or conjugal lover, one's happiness becomes all-pervading. Then one automatically feels the transcendental bliss. Just as one becomes happy seeing the shining of the moon, one acquires natural happiness upon seeing the moon. But when one can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's transcendental happiness increases hundreds and thousands of times. As soon as one is very intimately connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one surely becomes free from all material contamination. Ya nirvrutis tarun brahatam. This cessation of all material happiness is called nivruti or nirvana. Srila Rupa Goswami says in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Brahmanando bhavet esha chet paradha gunakrata neti bhakti sukham bodhe paramanu tulam api. If Brahmananda, the bliss of merging in the Brahman effulgence, were multiplied 100 trillion times, it would still not equal even an atomic fragment of the ocean of transcendental bliss felt in the devotional service. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochati na kanchati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed towards all living entities. In that state, one attains pure devotional service unto the Lord. If one advances further from the Brahma Nirvana platform, one enters the stage of devotional service. Mad bhaktim labhate param. The word adhokshajalambam refers to keeping the mind always engaged in the absolute truth, who is beyond the mind and material speculation. Save mana Krishna padaravinda oyo. This is the result of deity worship. By constantly engaging in the service of the Lord and thinking of His lotus feet, one is automatically freed from all material contamination. Thus, the word Brahma Nirvana Sukham indicates that when one is in touch with the absolute truth, material sense gratification is completely nullified. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nimilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Natamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत मामा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछ कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां
पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद शिवासरि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्ण। As you can understand by this verse, this is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj to his other classmates. He is referring to them as, O sons of the Asuras. Is there any sons of the Asuras over here? I cannot take credit for that. My father was not an Asura, he was my Shiksha Guru. He brought me into Krishna consciousness. In 1982, he brought me first time to this Vrindavan temple. And as they say at the back of the t-shirt, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. In 1982, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. Then I ended up staying here. But in any case, Prahlad Maharaj is trying to mention to his classmates, or this could be referred to any materialistic people, because they do not realize that they are in this endless cycle of birth and death. In the West, when we do a festival out in the open, a big festival, even to date, the exhibit that attracts the most people is the changing bodies. It attracts the most younger people. Because without seeing that, they are not really seeing how they are progressing towards the old age. So, needless to say, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. So, not knowing a materialist person is not so worried about being in this cycle of repeated birth and death, because they don't know any better. They don't have time to think about it. Why my body is getting older? Why am I getting sick? Why am I getting closer to death? Why this life is so miserable? Why? Because what they're trying to do is whatever little pleasure comes in between the two big calamities, trying to enjoy that. Just focus on how I can enjoy my senses. That's all I want to focus on and nothing else. That is the materialistic mentality that Prahlad Maharaj is trying to attack here. Is your biggest problem of life is the repetition of birth and death, which is like a wheel rolling repeatedly up and down, like the little hamster inside the cage has a little roller and is just running on that roller most of the day and not getting anywhere. Getting some exercise, but running all day, you are back in that little cage, not gone anywhere. So that's how the process of birth, death, old age and disease is, Prahlad Maharaj is trying to point out to his classmates. And then he says, in other words, by the transcendental, then he says, this wheel, however, completely stops when one is in touch with Supreme Personality of Godhead. The wheel will completely stop. How many people do we know that we have explained this to and it doesn't make any sense to them? Anybody met anyone like that? Even after you tell them what miserable situation they're in, even after being pointed out, they just want to remain there. They don't want to endeavor to come out. It's amazing. Somehow, they have kind of gotten used to of that. That person in the famous picture, the famous painting, there is a person hanging by the tree branch, and there's a tiger chasing him who wants to eat him up. So he catches hold of a tree branch and he's hanging inside the dark well, where inside the dark well there is big snake waiting for him to fall down and eat him up. But this guy is holding on to that branch. And every now and then, from a bee nest, what's the bee nest called?
Beehive.
The beehive, because of him pulling the branch, the beehive is leaking a tiny little bit of honey every few minutes. And that honey is ending up on his tongue or somewhere in his mouth, and he's just enjoying that honey. And then there are two mice who are trying to cut off that branch that he's hanging on to. They're kind of chewing on it. In the mouse language, they say gnawing on it. They're trying to chew that branch off. There is a white mouse and a black mouse. They're trying to chew that branch off, so this person falls into the dark well and faces the big snake. So that is not him, is actually all of us are like that. That tiger is the time anyways. The branch we are holding is our material life. The snake in the bottom of the dark well is our death that we're going to meet anyways. Nobody is really hoping that, okay, I will not die. And in the meantime, if this person is only worried about enjoying the honey, then who would call him very intelligent? He's not so intelligent. The two mice are chewing the branch off are called a day and night. The white one is the day, the black one is the night. He's losing that, facing imminent death, and in the meantime, in the middle of all this misery, the only thing he's thinking about is when the next drop of honey is going to fall. That is not very intelligent. And the so-called intelligent materialistic human beings, they think they're doing the most intelligent thing. Just trying to enjoy that honey and not making any effort to get out of this whole situation so that I don't come back here again. That is what Prahlad Maharaj is trying to bring their attention to. So he says, if one comes in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that cycle will stop. In other words, by the transcendental bliss realized from constant engagement in devotional service, one is completely liberated from material existence. So that material existence we can be liberated from by concentrating on our devotional service rather than the sense enjoyment. This is called the simple living, high thinking process. Simple living is decreasing the sense gratification. High thinking is increasing our attachment to the devotional service or increasing the devotional service itself. That is simple living and high thinking process. That is devotional service. That is the sadhana bhakti process. And that is what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to follow. Get out of completely concentrating on your sense enjoyment all the time and get into concentrating on your devotional service. How to engage in devotional service, how to get attached to to performing devotional service, following the sadhana bhakti process. Further, Prahlad Maharaj says, all learned men know this. Therefore, my dear friends, O son of the Asuras, immediately begin meditating upon and worshipping the Super Soul within everyone's heart. So here is the crux of the matter, that Prahlad Maharaj is actually preaching them to concentrate on the Super Soul in the heart rather than the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is on the altar. So that is what Srila Prabhupada has written the whole purpose about, to clarify that situation. How, although meditating upon the Paramatma within your heart is much better than meditating on how to enjoy my senses, but at the same time is not the supreme destination, is not the best that you can do. So in the whole purport, Srila Prabhupada is trying to explain that topic. So we'll go through this one or two lines at a time and see if there is any discussion. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, generally it is understood that by merging into the existence of Brahman, the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, one becomes completely happy. The word Brahmanirvan refers to connecting with the Absolute Truth, who is realized in three features: Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagwaniti, Sabhyate. The three features or three realizations or three anubhutis in Sanskrit are of the Absolute Truth are all absolute. All of them are perfect. Brahmeti is the effulgence coming from Krishna's body. Paramatmeti is his impersonal feature. And Bhagwan as he is himself. All three of them are absolute. The question is, if one becomes completely happy by just merging into the Brahma Jyoti, then why are we trying to do anything different anyways? Who has the answer to that? Why don't we just try and merge into the Brahma Jyoti or try to worship the Paramatma within our heart and get complete transcendental happiness that way? Why are we doing anything different? Does anybody have the answer?
Because in this age, Lord Chaitanya told us this hard not saying. The prescribed method for this age is Harinam Sankirtan.
The prescribed method for attaining Krishna in this age is Harinam Sankirtan. That's a good reason. But why go out on Harinam Sankirtan? You can just concentrate on the Paramatma within your heart and do it easy. Yes. Also, Srila Prabhupada is explaining. Actually, not explaining in this particular purport, but in another purport. The complete happiness or the transcendental happiness is happiness. It is not bliss. In Sanskrit, it is sukham. Are we after sukham? Are we looking for sukh? What are we looking for? If we're not looking for sukh, how many are looking for sukh? Happiness or sukh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. If you're looking for sukh, how about Anand? How many are looking for Anand? Now I see a lot more hands. Now you understand the difference. Sukh is not Anand. Happiness is not bliss. There is a technicality. Because happiness can be achieved by merging into Brahma. But we're not looking for happiness. We're looking for our own eternal situation or condition, which is what? Sat, Chit and Anand, not Sat, Chit and Sukhi. We're not looking for Sat, Chit and Sukh. We're looking for Sat, Chit and Anand. Why are we looking for that? Because that's what we are. We really are. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna and He is Sat Chit Anand. He is not Sat Chit Sukhi. So there was a little technicality. Further, Srila Prabhupada mentions, the impersonal Brahman consists of the rays of Krishna's transcendental body. Therefore, whatever transcendental bliss one feels from merging in Brahman is due to contact with Krishna. So this sukh that we are feeling in, we are going to be feeling if we merge into the Brahman, the sukh will only be because we are in touch with Krishna, because that effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti, is coming directly from Krishna. So that is fine. Therefore, whatever transcendental bliss one feels from merging into Brahman is due to contact with Krishna. Contact with Krishna is perfect Brahma Sukha. When the mind is in touch with impersonal Brahman, one becomes satisfied. But one must advance further to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for one's remaining merged in the Brahman effulgence is not always assured. So Srila Prabhupada is making a point that once we attain the Brahma Jyoti, we merge into the Brahma Jyoti, our remaining there, remaining merged into that Brahman effulgence is not assured. Why is it not assured? If we attain the Brahma Jyoti, we merge into the Brahma Jyoti, our remaining there is not assured, Srila Prabhupada says. Why not? Because it's temporary. No service. There is no service. All you see is the light. There is no engagement. You don't have to chant 16 rounds anymore. You've already attained the... So there is no service. And Jivara Sarupoi, Krishna Nitya Das. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining further that there is no Dasya, there is no Sakya, there is no Vatsalya, and there is no Madhurya in the Brahma Jyoti. That you can only do with the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. The Brahma Sukha undoubtedly eliminates the material happiness, but when one advances through impersonal Brahman, the localized Paramatma, to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead in relationship with Him as a servant, friend, parent, or conjugal lover. So, in other words, Srila Prabhupada is promoting these four over the merging into the Brahman. How that one's happiness becomes all-pervading. That you are now getting into Anand and leaving the Sukh behind. Then one automatically feels transcendental bliss. Just as one becomes happy seeing the shining of the moon, one acquires natural happiness upon seeing the moon. But when one can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's transcendental happiness increases hundreds and thousands of times. And then Srila Prabhupada justifies that statement by giving the statement from Srila Rupa Goswami, who said the Brahmananda is bliss merging from Brahman effulgence. So Brahmananda is a situation of somebody who has achieved the Brahma Jyoti. Somebody who's achieved the Brahma Jyoti is in the Brahmananda stage. But Rupa Goswami says, multiply that happiness by 100 trillion times and it would not equal an atomic fragment of the ocean of transcendental bliss that is felt in devotional service. Krishna is there and you are serving him. That is the transcendental bliss. Further, Srila Prabhupada justifies the similar, this whole point by giving the Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma verse from the Bhagavad Gita, 1854. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful and never laments nor desires to have anything. So that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma is the stage to look for. If one advances further from Brahma Nirvana platform, one enters the stage of devotional service. Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. The word Adhokshajalambam refers to keeping the mind always engaged in the Absolute Truth, who is beyond the mind and material speculation. This is the result of deity worship. By constantly engaging in the service of the Lord, thinking of his lotus feet, one is automatically freed from all material contamination. Thus, the word Brahma Nirvana Sukham indicates that when one is in touch with the Absolute Truth, material sense gratification is completely nullified. So, Srila Prabhupada is promoting the result of the deity worship. By constantly engaging in the service of the Lord, thinking of his lotus feet, one is automatically freed from all material contamination. How do we do deity worship? It is not only the pujari who is doing deity worship. All the rest of us, in some way or the other, are also worshipping or helping worship the deities. So the deity worship in this context, this is like deity worship. Somebody can engage in deity worship. If there is no institution, there is no temple, there is nothing, you're just deity worshipping at home. But when we, in the institutional way, in the temple setting, when we worship the deities are the center of this whole complex. So everything and anything that goes on here, anywhere in this campus, is geared towards the pleasure of the deities. Ultimately, every activity that we are performing is geared towards the pleasure of the deities, and our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, which is indifferent, is non-different. Pleasure of our performing service for the pleasure of our Guru and performing service for the pleasure of the presiding deities, all the same. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Because our realization is incomplete, our things that we manifest in our consciousness will be that of the material world. And therefore, because of that, we will fall back here into the material existence. So, in order to maintain that form, vigorous form of the Lord, we have the deities in the temple. And therefore, they can solidify our understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a form. And therefore, we meditate upon this form, which is not material, but it is completely spiritual. And by this meditation, he becomes visible in our heart also. And therefore, we take that realization and that ability to see the Lord within our heart everywhere with us. And then we become perfect in our realization and service.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Thank you for that comment. Any other comments or questions, queries? Any other comments or questions? Prabhuji has a comment. Please come forward if you don't mind. Being in Sukh
and Anand, how do we differentiate the
Anand
of experience of being happy and being blissful?
For an easy answer, Sukh is something that comes and goes, whereas Anand is the situation that once attained, then you remain in Anand. Of course, we were in Anand once and we lost it. Because the avaranatmika shakti of the Supreme Lord, in the shakti of Supreme Lord is Mahamaya, and Mahamaya attacks the jiva, the soul, in two ways. One, by avaranatmika shakti, is to cover its own identity, and the second is Prakshit Patmika Shakti, is to think that this Jivatma is something else, not the Jivatma. So that's why we're thinking that we're this body. So that is the result. Us thinking that we're this body is the result of Prakshit Patmika Shakti. Whereas we don't feel that Satchit Anand, which is our situation eternally, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, is covered up by the avaranatmika shakti of Maya. That's why we don't feel it. So once we come out of this avaranatmika shakti, then our blissful position will be revealed to ourselves. That is where we want to go. We don't want to necessarily go towards Sukh. Is that clear? Makes sense?
My question was specifically with respect to one's experience of being in the mode of happiness or in the mode of bliss. For example, when we perform devotional activities, sometimes we feel, I'm not sure, it's a blissful experience or it's a happy experience.
We call it a blissful experience. Prabhuji would like to answer. Let's get his answer.
Remember the three modes of meditation. derived from sensual pleasures here on the material plane. These come from the heart. As you surrender to me, I shall reward you for your faith. And that happiness, as Rupa Goswami had explained, if you have 10 million, 1,000, trillion times, it doesn't compare to one fragment of the happiness derived from devotional service. So go to the pseudo, go to the platform of pure goodness. So that's our aim. This is why Srila Prabhupada instituted Brahminical initiation for his disciples. Because to be on the Brahminical platform, you have to be in the mode of goodness. Supposedly, you should be in the mode of goodness. And until you elevate yourself to the mode of goodness, and you're not disturbed by ignorance and passion, then you cannot advance to pure goodness. So your aim is to become pure goodness, and that is through devotional service. And that will, what does Lord Chaitanya say, shake of dark and want to cleanse them. So clean your heart, and then you will experience those. And then you'll have no more interest in goodness derived from sensual pleasures.
Rising above the goodness into pure goodness. So, in practical words, thank you. In practical words, practical terminology that we use is when we have a very nice kirtan, we really enjoy it, we don't call it a happy kirtan. We call it a blissful kirtan. But that's just what we call it. In my understanding, the sukha and dukkha, happiness and distress, is something that comes and goes, whereas blissfulness is a state, and once you are fixed in that blissful state, you are in the blissful state, and that is the state of the jiva, the Satchit Anand that refers to. That is a state, is not that we should be going in and out of that. So getting liberated from that Avranatmika Shakti will reveal our own Satchit Anand Shakti within ourselves, and that is a blissful, permanent situation of being blissful. Whereas happiness is happiness. It will come, it will go. Yes. Thank you. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.